Millie, created by Frank Galen and starring Audrey Totter. As is the case with all successful males, there stands behind the American businessman of today a female, his secretary. The unsung heroine who takes her boss's dictation, keeps his appointments straight, and worries his wife to death. Our Millie is just such a secretary, only her boss doesn't have a wife. Which is just as well, for Millie happens to be built along extremely wife-worrying lines. Or, to put it even more precisely, However, to her mother, who worries about such things, Millie looks a little underweight. You know how mothers are. Well, in case you don't, let's join Mrs. Bronson and Millie at breakfast in their apartment in New York's Jackson Heights.
Mama, hurry up with the coffee, for goodness sakes. I'll be late for work.
Coming. Here, give me a cup.
Thanks.
Have another blueberry muffin, huh?
I already had three and they're 200 calories each.
Some more scrambled eggs. At least take some more bacon.
Mommy, you know something? You feed me like you were going to kill me for Thanksgiving.
Oh, what's wrong with a big breakfast? A working girl needs something in the morning that'll stick to her ribs.
To the inside of her ribs. Let's not pile it up on the outside, huh?
Listen to her talk. Miss Skin and Bones.
Mama, will you please? By today's standards, I'm not skinny.
Ha! And what, may I ask, are today's standards?
According to today's standards, a girl's got to be heavy enough to take a man's breath away, but light enough not to cut off the circulation when she sits on his lap.
Well, I think it's ridiculous for a girl to starve herself for her whole life.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll start eating when the fella gives me the signal.
What signal?
I now pronounce you man and wife.
That'll be the day, won't it? I only wish it was here already.
Mama.
Goodness knows you had your chances. I still don't know what you didn't like about that nice boy from Staten Island with the gold tooth and the Pontiac. He was a very nice fella.
Mama, you promised me you'd refrain from raising this particular issue.
Who's raising?
Honest, Mama. If you can't learn to respect my privacy, I'll go move into the Y.
Millie, can you do that?
I mean the YW. Is that I've told you many times, Mama. I'm very happy living here with you, and I would hate to be obliged to move out. But I must request that you do not interfere in my private life, which is the prerogative of every person. You understand?
All except prerogative.
It means I'm entitled.
Oh. But I've been behaving myself, haven't I, Millie? Look, you've been in this new job 8 days now, and I didn't even ask who you're working for. Did I ask once?
No, Mom, it's wonderful. I think you're learning.
8 whole days, and I don't even know if it's a nice office. If there are nice men working there. If your boss is old. If your boss is young. Millie, I'm leaving holes in case you'd like to interrupt a little.
Mama, you're cute. You really are.
Really?
Nice. Well, just because you've been so good, I'll put you out of your misery.
I work for J.R. Boone, Jr. It's his father's business. They're novelty jobbers, and they got a warehouse in the Bronx and an office in the Gray Bar building, and he's single.
Down, Mama. Oh, I'm so excited. How old is he? Is he good looking?
He's in his early 30s and he's a real doll.
Oh, no wonder you're wearing a good dress every day. Why don't you tell me?
Millie, listen, why don't I invite him to the house for dinner?
And there you go again. That's just why I didn't tell you. I still remember when you invited Mr. Myers for dinner when I was working for him. I was never so embarrassed in my life. The way you dropped those hints.
What did I do was so wrong?
Well, was it so bad and you whistled a wedding march every time he looked at me? And I didn't even mind when you kept reading to him from the furniture ad. But when you tried to sell him Aunt Elsie's old diapers, that was too much.
Well, that was being very subtle.
Yeah, some subtle. I never saw him again.
Well, okay, but it seems pretty silly. We've had that little shipping clerk from the office, Morton, here twice for dinner already, and I can't invite your lovely boss.
Well, that's the way it is, and besides, Morton isn't just a shipping clerk. He's attending medical school night.
Oh, really? Say, maybe you ought to be nicer to him?
Mama, he's a little dull.
What do you mean, dull? Doctors make wonderful husbands. They're never home.
Now, Mama,
I think Morton's a lovely boy. How long has he got to go before he's a doctor?
9 years.
Boy, is he dull.
Yeah, I said, oh, my gosh, look at the time. I got to run. See you tonight, Mom.
Yeah, goodbye, dear. Refresh your lipstick on the subway.
Okay, goodbye. Remember now, no interfering.
For me? Don't be silly. I wonder if I asked him to dinner, would she really move to the Y?
What man could resist pot roast and potato pancakes?
La, 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 la.
Good morning, J.R. Boone and Son. No, sir, he isn't, but Mr. Boone Jr. is here. Yes, sir, I'll tell Mr. Boone Sr. when he comes in.
Hi, Morton.
Good morning, Millie. Oh, gee, don't you look gorgeous today?
You like my new sweater, huh?
Oh, it's beautiful. I have one almost the same color, but when I wear mine, I don't seem to get the same effect at all.
No, I suppose not. How about my new perfume? You like that, too?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, gee, Millie, you're a girl. Any man would be proud to be seen and smelled with.
You're sweet, Morton.
As a matter of fact, Millie...
Huh?
Well, the Hippocratic Society at my medical school is holding a semi-annual lecture in dance tonight, and I was wondering if you'd do me the honor?
Gee, I don't think so, Morton. Thanks just the same.
It's going to be a wonderful lecture with a one-hour movie in color. It's called Through the Abdominal Cavity with Flashlight and Camera.
Sounds fascinating, Morton, but I have other plans for the evening, I'm afraid.
Oh. I'll bet you if Mr. Boone Jr. asked you, you wouldn't have other plans.
Now, Morton.
I just wish I knew what he has that I haven't got.
Don't ask me, Morton. The answer would crush you.
No, I just hate to see you throwing yourself away on a purely physical type like him, that's all.
Morton, if a girl has to throw herself away, Mr. Boone Jr. is my idea of one gorgeous garbage can.
Well, all right, if that's the way you feel about it.
Now, look, Morton, you're a wonderful person, too, and I'd really go to the lecture with you tonight, but, well, I expect to go to dinner with Mr. Boone Jr.
Has he asked you to?
Not yet, but he will. I'll give him the idea.
Millie, do you mean to say you're actually going to hint around for a fellow to take you out?
Why not?
Well, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I like to think that the man still does the hunting.
Well, they do. Only while they're hunting, we're trapping.
Millie, really, excuse me, if you're target for the night. Yes, Mr. Boone?
Would you send Miss Bronson in, please, Morton? I have some dictation for
her. Yes, sir, right away, Mr. Boone. He wants you.
Well, here goes. How do I look?
Oh, you know you look beautiful. But I don't think he'll even notice you. He sounds like he's all business this morning.
Well, so am I. He'll notice me, all right. What's more, I happen to have some very subtle ways of calling attention to my charm.
Well, we'll see.
I'll be coming out of there with a date. You watch. See you later. Morning, Mr. Boone.
Oh, good morning, Miss Bronson. I'd like you to take a couple of letters, please.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Mr. Boone.
Yes. To the John Grant Manufacturing Company, 326 South Street, Worcester, Mass. Dear John...
Don't mind if my skirt's a little short today, Mr. Boone. It's just back from the cleaners and they shrank it. I hope it doesn't distract you.
Well, no. Not at all. Your order has just been received, and...
You know what some people say. The shorter the skirt, the longer the dictation.
Yes.
Does my perfume bother you?
No, I can't even smell it.
Well, that's funny. It's supposed to have a range of 10 yards. I'll come closer. Now?
Yes, very nice.
That aftershave lotion you have on isn't that easy.
Thank you.
Of course, ordinarily, I don't come to the office all dolled up like this. I don't know. I just thought somebody might ask me for a date tonight, and I wanted to be prepared. You understand?
Of course. As a matter of fact, Miss Bronson, Millie.
Yes, Mr. Boone, Junior.
I was wondering if... No, I guess not. Where were we, Miss Bronson?
No place, as it turned out.
I mean, what have I given you so far?
An inferiority complex.
Miss Bronson, would you read me what you have, please?
Oh, the letter. Dear John, your order has been received.
Oh, yes. And we will ship it out to you complete no later than the 15th. Many thanks and best personal regards, Mr. Watts. Sincerely, so forth. Get that right out, please.
Pardon me, but how do you spell that, Mr. Watts? Is it spelled the same as what's doing tonight?
It's W-A-T-T-S.
Thank you. Nothing.
Pardon?
Didn't you ask me what's doing tonight?
No, that was you.
Oh, I thought the voice sounded familiar. Oh, well. It was worth a try.
Well, that'll be all for the moment, Miss Bronson. When my father comes in, tell him I'd like to see him.
Yes, sir. Very well, sir.
Well, Millie?
Well, what?
You said you'd be coming out of there with a date.
July 4th, 1776, signing of the Declaration of Independence.
So you didn't do so well, huh, Miss Bryson?
What time are you going to pick me up for the lecture, Morton?
Oh, I see. Your giant firecracker let you down, so now you're turning back to your little punk.
Oh. Now, Morton, don't be silly.
I have news for you, Miss Bronson. Morton W. Rappaport is not accustomed to playing second fiddle to anybody.
Morton, don't be like that.
I'm sorry, Miss Bronson, but you brought it all. Oh, good morning, Mr. Boone.
Morning. Morning, Miss Bronson.
Hey, what's that you're wearing? One of those expensive perfumes with the fancy French name?
Oh, no, sir. It has an American name. It's just called Ruff.
Uh-huh. Very well put.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't a total loss anyway. Mr. Boone Jr. is waiting to see you in his office, sir.
Thank you. I imagine it's for the usual reason.
Oh, morning, Dad.
Good morning. You want to see me?
Why, yes, I did, Dad. You see, you and Mother are dining at the Cahills tonight, and I thought of leaving me up in the air for dinner, and well, there's a young lady I thought I'd like to take out, but I'm a trifle embarrassed financially, so I was wondering...
I thought so. Son, there are times when I just have to sit back and admire your nerve. How do you do it?
Well, I know you've advanced me my salary for July and August, but there's still September.
When are you going to learn to live within your income? When I was your age, I made $30 a week and I supported a wife and a child and bought a home. You know how I did it?
You stole?
No, you idiot. I practiced economy. And that's what you're going to have to learn.
But, Dad, $20...
No, not a red cent do you get. And if you go hungry tonight, you go hungry. It might do you good.
Hey, hello. Just a minute. Dad, won't
not
you...
a cent, and that's final.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Boone Jr.
Yes?
Mrs. Bronson Sr.
Who? Oh, Millie's mother. Well, wait a minute, Mrs. Bronson, your daughter
no,
is...
No, I wanted to talk to you.
To me?
Yeah, you see, Millie has told me so much about you, I thought I'd call and ask you to do us the honor of having dinner with us tonight.
Dinner? Well, that sounds wonderful, Mrs. Bronson.
Yeah, doesn't it? Only I can't ask you because Millie doesn't like it when I invite somebody behind her back.
Oh, I see. Well, you'd better not then.
Why not? Whose house is it, mine or hers? If I want to invite somebody, what business is it of Millie's?
Well, none, but if she wouldn't like the idea...
Wouldn't like it. She'd love it. Only I promised her I wouldn't ask you.
That's too bad. I'd love to come.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Boone. Be here at 7 o'clock, uninvited.
Mm. Okay, Mrs. Bronson. I have your address right here.
Good. Only do me a favor. Don't say anything to Millie. I'll tell it myself, okay?
Okay.
Fine. I'll see you at 7.
Right. Oh, just one more thing. You don't want me to dress for dinner, do you?
Oh, you got it. The people across the court can look our dining room.
Yes. All right, then. Bye, Mrs. Bronson.
Well, there's going to be a little surprise party at the Bronsons tonight. Millie's mother, although warned explicitly to do nothing of the kind, has invited the boss's son to dinner. And our Millie is still blissfully unaware of the fact. As we rejoin the Bronsons, it's nearly 7, and Mama is just returning from an errand to find Millie home from the office.
That you, Mom? Where you been?
I had to run down for some butter, dear.
Oh, I was running
with... Millie!
Huh? Millie, you can't look like that. Take off those curlers and that mud pack.
What?
Please, Millie, you got it. You look like the first day of creation with 5 days to go.
So what if I do? I have no date tonight. Morton was a bird in the hand, but I saw Mr. Boone Jr. in the bush, so I let go of Morton, and now I don't have a bird to my name.
Millie, you gotta listen to me. It's almost 7 o'clock, and here you're... What are you putting on your face?
I'm trying out a new hormone cream.
Don't go near the kitchen with it. You'll spoil the food.
Mama, what's the matter with you? What are you so excited?
Millie, listen, there's something I gotta tell you. We're having a surprise for dinner.
Yeah, what? Here, hold this jar so I can use both hands to spread the cream through the mud.
Millie, listen. You gotta know right away.
Oh, what?
I did something terrible, just awful.
What was it, guys?
Well, it was a horrible thing I did. I'm ashamed of myself.
Well, what was it, for heaven's sake?
Millie, I would...
Just a minute, I'll get it.
No, wait, Millie, let me...
Well, I'm right here.
Good evening. I'm John Boone.
Oh!
My goodness, did I frighten you, Mrs. Bronson? Or is it Mr. Bronson?
Mama, when are the visiting days at the Y?
I guess that must be you, Millie. Sorry, I didn't recognize you.
That's all right, Mr. Boone. You see, I'm going to swim the channel in the morning. I'm just greasing myself. You'll excuse me. I'll be dressed in a few minutes.
Yes, of course. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I'll entertain, Mr. Boone. First, I'd like a word or two with you, Mama. Won't you step into my bedroom? You think I'm crazy? Mama.
All right.
Excuse us just a second, Mr. Boone.
You're mad at me, huh?
How should I feel, Mama? I tell you not to butt in.
No.
I plead with you not to interfere.
You're right, Millie.
And so what happens? The minute my back is turned, you invite him to the house for dinner.
I'm terrible. What are you going to do about it?
This.
Millie! Oh, you have me so worried.
I ought to thank him instead, but I'm too glad to see him. Now you go out there with him till I get dressed.
All right, I'll see you later. Hurry up.
Okay.
Millie will be right out. Just make yourself comfortable, Mr. Boone.
Thank you. Well, there's really no need to be so formal. Under the circumstances, why don't you call me John?
I'd be delighted.
Good. A mighty nice little place you have here, Mrs. Bronson.
Thank you. But under the circumstances, why don't you call me Mom?
What? Okay. That's what you want.
Boy, is that what I want.
Yes.
Mother, if you can hear a minute, please. I need you.
Coming, dear. Excuse me, John. It's probably some snap fasteners on the girdle or something, you know.
Of course, Mrs. Bronson.
Remember, Mom's the word.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Mama, help me with these buttons.
Okay. Oh, Millie, he is a doll. He's wonderful.
Yes. Hey, but remember what I told you this morning. You're not to get personal intimate with him in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, Millie, you know me.
I know I do, but this one surprised me. Now, listen, Mama. When we get out there, you just excuse yourself and you go into the kitchen. And you're not to say one word about what a nice couple we make you here. Not one word.
But, Millie, your romance has to be helped to grow like a flower.
One bit of fertilizer from you and I'm leaving. Remember that. And when we're at dinner, don't force food on him. I know you. When he won't take another bite, you're liable to tie him to the table and feed him intravenously. All right, let's go now.
Well, here I am. Hi, Mr. Boone.
Well, Millie.
Sit down, John. Sit down.
Thank you.
You sit down, too, Millie.
Yes, I think I will. There.
So far apart?
Mama, shouldn't you be getting dinner ready? I'm sure Mr. Boone must be starving by now.
As a matter of fact, I am a little hungry.
Well, it'll be ready in a jiffy, and delicious, too.
I hope you like pot roast and potato pancakes, Mr. Boone. It's an old Bronson family recipe handed down from mother to daughter. Sort of an heirloom, you might say. Isn't that right, Mother?
That's right. My great-grandmother was a pot washer in the saloon thing. And one night, the cook got drunk and passed out on the floor, and my mother had to
Mother!
Take...
That will do.
Oh? Sorry. Well, is there anything I can do to make you comfortable before I go?
No thanks, Mrs. Bronson.
Well, if you didn't sit so far apart, you wouldn't have to talk so loud.
Mother, the dinner, please.
I'm going.
Well, as I imagine you know, Mr. Boone, it was rather a surprise finding you here this evening. I didn't really expect it. Mama, turn the light back on.
My hand slipped. There we are. Dinner will be ready in no time.
Quite a woman, your mother.
She's marvelous.
Wonderful.
An angel.
She's remarkable.
A real joy.
A jewel.
She's perfect.
She is.
Say, listen, everybody's got problems.
Well, don't worry. After dinner, you and I will go out all alone under town and have a real big time.
Go out?
Sure.
Well, there's nothing I'd like better, Millie, but the fact is I have somewhat of a financial problem at the moment, and I...
Oh, think nothing of it. I don't mean a real big evening. I've had too many of them lately. Just a drink and a dance or two at the store club would suit me fine.
Well, I couldn't quite handle the store club.
Oh, Leon and Eddie?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, that's all right. I just love the movies. I see. Could you swing a bag of peanuts for the pigeons in the park?
Well, what I thought was we might take the subway downtown.
Yes?
And then take it back up again.
Oh, that would be nice. I understand the scenery in the subway is lovely this time of year.
I'm sorry, but it seems I left my money in another pocket.
Yeah, your father's.
You guessed it.
I'd be glad to lend you some, but I'm broke, too, and Mama's always that way.
That's a shame.
I wish there was someone we could borrow some money from, but I can... Oh, excuse me.
Hello?
Morton.
I decided to be big and forgive you, Millie. You can come with me and get to know your abdominal cavity after all.
Well, Morton, I'm sorry. Take a look inside and see what's on the sofa.
Huh? Oh, my gosh, it's Mr. Boone Jr. So you did get him at that.
Yeah. I thought my ammunition didn't go off, but it turned out to be a delayed action bomb.
Well, I guess that lets me out. I'll see you.
No, Morton. Wait.
Huh?
Were you planning to spend some money tonight, Morton?
Well, I wasn't going to spend any, but I got a $10 bill I was going to lash around.
And Morton, you got to come in and say hello to Mr. Boone.
Oh, no, now, wait a minute.
Come on. Mr. Boone, look who's here.
Boy, it's young Rappaport.
And guess what? He's going to lend us $10.
He is?
I am?
Of course, you don't have to if you don't want to. I mean, just because I happen to be your boy.
That's right, Morton. That's right, Morton. It's a free country. If you want to refuse him, it's still right under the Constitution. Just refuse him. You'll find another job.
Right. Well, what do you say, Morton?
Here's the $10, and I think I just had my preamble violated.
Oh, thanks, Morton. You're a doll. I knew
you. Dinner's ready, so come and get it, everybody.
Oh, hello, Morton. We were just about to have dinner.
Oh, I thank you, Mrs. Bronson. I'd be glad to.
Huh? Oh, well, come on. The food is waiting. Well, now, you sit here, Mr. Boone, next to Millie. Millie, you sit there next to Mr. Boone, and I'll sit here next to you.
Where should I sit?
You sit here, Morton, next to the pot roast. Now, here we go. Now, I want you all to eat plenty. Oh, have a few more potato pancakes, Mr. Boone. So thick to last you no time.
Mama.
He's a man, Millie. He needs his nourishment. Here. Now,
let me give you another slice of pot roast so you'll come out even with the pancake.
Not such a thick slice, please.
This is thick. It's a puny little piece. Millie, help me lift it. Mama, please.
Yes, really, Mrs. Bronson.
Nonsense. Eat. Enjoy. Mama, leave him alone. He's got more than he can finish now. Don't be silly. A big, strong man like him. Eat, Mr. Boone. Eat. Eat! Eat! Eat!
Well, that sure was a fine dinner, Mrs. Bronson.
Thank you, Morton. You had enough, Mr. Boone? That's the way I like my guests to talk. Oh, Mom, I begged you. Come on, Mr. Boone. It's time we were leaving.
Right. Don't know whether I can get up yet, Melanie.
Well, of course you can. Come on, all you need is a little fresh air.
Maybe we'd better stay here.
No, you'll be all right once we get outside. Come on, we're going out to have a big time.
All right, roll me down to the subway.
La, 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 la. 1 o'clock in the morning. What a time she must be having. The boss's son, too. At last, I did something really nice for her. Millie Boone. She. Millie Boone from Millie Bronson. She won't even have to change the initials on her underwear. Oh, I can't wait to hear what... Millie, darling.
Hello?
Well, tell me all about it. How was the store club?
We didn't go to the store club.
The Culpa?
No.
A movie, maybe?
No movie.
You shot pool?
No.
Well, for heaven's sake, where did you spend the evening?
Down at the receiving hospital. When I left, both Mr. Boone and the stomach pump were doing fine.
Meet Millie has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.